We're living off examples out there in today's world. We're living off examples. We see what's happening. Some people are doing this, and they're suffering one way. Some people are doing this, and they're suffering another way. You are responsible for your own choices. But you know what the definition of insanity is? The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. To keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. That's what the definition of insanity is. We need to wake up. Overeating and undersleeping are destroying our physical health. Lack of exercise, not taking full breaths and breathing fully. Open up your windows and get some fresh air in your houses. You go, I work in these big buildings on Wall Street, and they can't even open up the windows. The windows wouldn't even open. And they got this recycled air, and people have the nerve to go on a plane and say, well, that plane, I get a headache because all the recycled air on the airplane. Then they go home and lock themselves in their house with that same recycled air. You know, we need to open up a window, and we need to take a deep breath, and we need to make sure we're not overeating. We make sure we're getting the proper amount of sleep that our body requires. But we need to be up at the times we should get up with our daylight and sunlight that Yahweh's given us. He's given us our times to rest, our days to be awake, and our times to be resting and sleeping. You know, people come to me all the time, and they say just the stupid things people say to me, and I just put them down. I say, you know, and the more you know Scripture, the Scripture, that's the arrows to just shoot down the enemy's words. That's it right there. What Yeshua would do when he was in the wildness, he just quoted Scripture. You know? But people come up to me and they say, you know, everyone will try to justify what they believe by either quoting something a doctor said or a Scripture said, even if they don't believe or know what the doctor or Scripture is saying. I did it myself. When I wrote my book, I never even read one Scripture when I wrote my first book. But I believed in the vegetarian message, so I said Genesis 1:29. I don't know what else it said in the Scriptures. People will use a study by some doctors to say, well, this study says this is true. But then they'll use a study by different doctors saying the same exact thing. So people are always doing all these things saying this. So somebody comes up to me and they say, well, you know, we're supposed to eat meat. And I say, well, why is that? They say, because in the Scriptures, you know, Yeshua ate fish. I said, he also kept the Sabbath. Are you doing that? And then they walk away with their head down. You know, if you were that interested in doing what he did, then do what he did. But don't just try to do one thing to justify it so you can go and live in your own pleasures and everything else. We need to understand all these things. You know, and that's why Paul says it's not about meat or vegetables. You know, and we can't make a brother stumble because we're arguing about these little things. You know, the food is important. Food is important. But we have to understand there's something even more important. We have to understand, you know, I know people, and I'll tell you, my friend that's 107 years old, he eats a diet that's similar to mine, but not exactly the same. He eats a diet, mostly fruits and vegetables. He eats fish every single day. You know, I don't eat fish. I tried to eat fish, and I just couldn't get that aftertaste out of my mouth. I didn't like it, but I tried it. I know Yahweh says it's okay for me, so I tried it. You know, if you eat something and you don't like it, don't eat it. But understand what Yahweh wants to eat. He's given us so much to try. There'll be some things we can enjoy, you know, and continue to eat those things. Just because you don't like something, that's not an excuse to go eat something that he says we shouldn't eat. You know, if you taste 10 things that are healthy and you only like 5 of them, instead of saying this healthy food's not for me, say that's 5 new things I could add to my diet. You know, and then your taste buds will change and you might like those things one day. You know, so we need to understand that. Then we need to understand in his wisdom. We need to understand, it said, the wicked will suffer. The wicked will never understand. We need to understand, take, for example, milk. Just milk, for example. You know, you have milk, so everyone say, milk's no good, milk's bad, milk's not good. And then other people say, milk is great. You know, well, I'll tell you what, if you get milk from the way in the Scriptures they had milk, because people always say, well, what about milk and honey? It was in the Scriptures. Well, back then in the Scriptures, even bread was completely different than it is today. It's completely different. The fruits and the vegetables were even different than it is today. Everything was different. But you want milk today, you go find yourself a grass-fed goat that's going to give you some goat's milk, non-pasteurized, and that's fine for your body. It's not going to cause mucus and all these other problems. However, if you go to the supermarket and get some drugged-up milk that's been processed and everything's been done to it that you could think of, and you're drinking this drug cocktail that they call milk from the supermarket, that's a completely different drink than what Yahweh had in mind should be in our bodies. We have our temple, and we're supposed to be blessing our temple. And we bless our temple by keeping it pure. We keep it pure by keeping it clean. And we need to understand what Yahweh gave us to keep it clean and what will make it dirty. We have that information. You know, so I tell, you know, it's not about food. It's about Yah's word. That's the food. Yeshua himself, did he not say, I can give you food where you'll never go hungry? Did he not say, I'll give you liquid water where you'll never go thirsty? You know, and there's so many people having a health lecture, they'll spend 5 hours talking about which water is the best water for their body. But they're leaving out the best water. They'll talk about distilled water, ionized water, spring water, and everything else. Well, what about the water Yeshua gives us? You know, we need to wake up and understand that if we truly want to be healthy. I want to ask everyone to stand. This is a crazy backwards world we live in today. This world is so crazy and backwards. We have to have the confidence and the faith in Yahweh and know we can overcome it all. We can overcome it. But what it takes is faith and wisdom and consistency and discipline. Right there. With a big smile on your face right now, I want to hear everyone say, I can do it. With even more enthusiasm and a bigger smile, I want you to look at the person next to you and say, you can do it. With even more enthusiasm, look at the person on the other side of you and say, you will do it. Now that person, look back at that person and say, don't tell me what to do. Don't let anyone tell you what to do. I feel very comfortable saying this next thing. Since we're not in New York, you may take your seats. I said that in New York, we end up with an empty room. They take the furniture and everything. But see, we have to understand that. So I make myself available to everyone in this room. I have some books in the back there for sale. But if somebody really wants it and you don't have the money, you tell me and we'll make it happen. You'll get it. I have my phone numbers on the postcards back there. If you want to get in touch with me, and some of you already have, and I make this to every single person here and anyone listening to this message. You call me, you email me, you get in touch with me, and I'll take as much time as I need to help you and to talk to you and make sure you get on follow Yahweh's path. Now, if you decide not to do that, that's between you and Yahweh, but I'll tell you what needs to be done. So please take me up on it or just call to say hello with something else and bless your congregation. It's a place that, you know, they say when you take the boy out of the city, you can't take the city out of the boy. I'm from New York City, and wherever I go around the world, I'm out of the city. They've taken me out of the city, and the city's not in me anymore. But one thing they can't take out of me, and they haven't, is your home, your congregation, because wherever I go, it's on my mouth and on my lips all the time. I find so much joy, and it brings a tear to my eye every time I speak about that paradise you've created there, that Yahweh's blessed you with there. And it's a great place that, you know, as Paul was looking to go to Rome, I look to go to your congregation and hang out with everyone. It's just a blessing and a beautiful place to be. And I'm so excited to bring my new coming daughter to your congregation to fellowship with everyone and to eat there with everyone. And Todah, and thank you everybody here so much for welcoming me here. And we're just so excited to be here. So Yahweh bless you all, and thank you very much. Yahweh bless you.
Certainly, Torah Yah for all things. Tremendous blessing and inspiration has come from Brother Shaul, my friend and fellow labor, and the works of Yah and Yahshua. We bless him. We barak Yah for all things. I hope that we were inspired by the words tonight, for they were by the inspiration of the heart, the level of Almighty Yah. And I'm inspired and I'm invigorated to press on and to make sure that we can walk in the health and the wealth of Almighty Yah. And He intends for us to do that. One thing, if we allow our natural proclivity, our minds, our thoughts to take advantage of us, then it would take us on a wild ride and it would literally destroy us. So He's given us inspired words to help, to assist. And He did not give us anything that was hard to do. Very simple. It was understandable. Can be understood, and it behooves us to take heed and to take advantage of this blessing that Yah has granted unto us today in this fellowship, and that if His whole body, His physical state was transformed, then if we follow the same process, then we can be transformed as well. So may Yah's blessings rest upon him, his wife, and the little one. As I write him, always bless him, Brother Shaul, his wife, and the little one, she's going to be a tiny one that's on the way. So may Yah enrich him, his home. May He protect him and watch over him. And let us all be inspired, Yisrael, to press on and to adhere to what Yah commands us to do. I want to do something that I never do. I've been to this city quite a few times, but I've never done this. But I want to tonight. I know Brother Shaul has his books and things like that. But let us all, we can, after we close, bring an offering and put something here for him, because he does this labor and he travels, but he has to live his wife, and he has one that is on the way, and he certainly has to take care of his home. A man that doesn't take care of his home is worse than an infidel. He has no knowledge of the Imam, the truth of Almighty Yah. So let us all, I don't care what it is, bring an offering that we may assist him and help him in this endeavor as he travels to many parts of the world, that we may bless him, because he has certainly shown himself to be my friend, and a genuine friend too. Not someone that is superficial, but someone that is very sincere in his efforts. And what he said tonight, I hear from people from many parts of the United States, that they were in one of his meetings and said that Brother Shaul made mention of you all, and I went to the website and I was just tremendously blessed. And may Yah enrich him. Sister Marianne, they're in Indiana, and she's always contacting us, and she has been very faithful in her assistance unto us. So Yah barak you all. Bless you, Brother Shaul, barak you, and everyone that is here. In all things, Almighty Yah, we barak you for this great blessing that you have granted unto us. We pray that you barak you. Bless Brother Shaul, his wife, Sister Andrea, and the little one that is on the way. Bless us all. Give us all rest and comfort tonight as we journey to our rooms and to our places of dwelling, that we all may have the shalom of Yahshua. We barak you this night in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Yah barak you.